Okay, what we'd like to do now is introduce you to our next speaker. And as you know, she's a sales trainer, a nationwide sales trainer, helps people in the home-based business industry. Time for a golden nugget. Like to turn the call over to Carlin. Carlin, are you there?
I am, Stephen. Thank you. And Todd, awesome job as always. I'm going to share tonight. We've had some really great things going on this week. So I just want to say Thursday night's class that we did for Director University, for those who've not had a chance to try that, get there, because we get to do a little more extensive training. We had a great script class on Tuesday. That call was recorded, so things are happening. We talked last on the Thursday night call. We talked about ways that we identify as a prospector, how you're working your business. Are you the hunter, the fisherman, the farmer, the camper, the trapper? We talked about those. If you're curious about that, check out the team website at http://team.trends2000.net for networker. And speaking of networking, let's talk about some other fun ways to do this business. Networking is when you're doing just that. It's not loafing. It's getting out there and working your business. And you work it, and our job is to continually find leads. And hopefully you're smart enough to know how to get those referrals from those leads as you close sales. In prospecting, remember, we're looking for gold. You're looking for the aces in your life. You're looking for those people who are the go-getters, the people who are like you and above. It is not hard to do, but you have to be looking and you have to be digging when you're looking for gold. A lot of people get into the convincing mode, spend too much time trying to convince the dirt that they are gold, and that's really not our jobs. So tonight's golden nugget, I hope you write this down. I'm going to tell you, stop trying to convince people. Learn how to tell instead of sell. Facts tell and stories sell. Let me give you an example of that. The facts, if I read to you the facts about a candy bar, you're going to sit there and say, boring, okay? Because the facts are boring. But if I tell you that candy bar makes you feel so good, and it's unbelievable, the caramel nugget, and as you chew, and the burst of flavors, and let me tell you, the energy that happens after you've eaten it, you want that candy bar. So learn how to start telling the stories of your business. Learn how to tell the stories of other people, and learn how to begin talking about your business in that fashion, rather than pitching and selling, because it's unbelievable. Your job is actually just to get your prospects excited enough to get to a function or meeting and allow the person to do their job, which is the selling for you. So show them how it's very duplicatable, how this is all they have to do. Know your pipeline process. Make this a game, because if it isn't fun, who wants to do it? You spend most of your time working your business from what? 8 to 5, right? That would be a realistic job, 8 to 5. You need to spend more of your time now in your home-based business, on your business. You're making other people's dreams happen between the hours of 8 to 5. Now it's time to make your dreams a reality. So it's time to start working in your business from 5 to 8. And you can pick the time frame that's in there and the rewarding factor. How are you going to do that? I like to use a few rules in my game, and here's one of the rules I'll share with you. I like what I call the 3 rule. I try to talk to 3 people everywhere I go. Some people have heard the 3-foot rule. Well, I use that one as well in my 3, because I like 3, 3, and 3, so we're going to have fun with this. Your 3-foot rule is to talk to anybody within a 3-foot radius of yourself. That's somebody you should learn how to strike up a conversation with and begin to talk to. And I'm going to tell you from a lady I learned in the pink car company herself. She said if they're within 3 inches of you, you should be able to learn how to recruit them. So if they get as close as 3 inches, you should becoming very good friends and using your shipping skills to be building relationships and friendships. And you should be able to move them to a whole new level and literally begin to move them right into your business. And you're going to find this kind of comical, but in the training that I teach, I always say never, Never enroll anyone you're not willing to sleep with. Now, let me identify. Never enroll anyone you're not willing to sleep with. Because you know what's really interesting? You might have to go to a convention with that person and share a bed with them. Or better yet, somebody else might have to share a bed with them, and that could be you sharing a bed with somebody else's recruit. So always look for people who are like you and above. It's very easy to start looking down and see all of the things we need to do as social workers and who can we help. But it's an entirely different process when you begin to look and find those golden nuggets that you're looking for to move your business in the direction you want to go with people who have activity skills and are worker bees and are willing to move forward and go and see a vision and a plan. Your job is simply to wake up people. And the way you do that, you stimulate, you become a reticular activator. And I'm going to give you another example for that so you know what that is. A reticular activator is this. If I ask you tonight, I have $100 bills in my hand. Tell me how many red cars did you see on the road on your way home from work tonight? I've had more people when I pull out a cash wad of 100 bills in front of a room and people, and I've asked them this, here's what they say to me. Could you do this tomorrow for me? Can we do the same contest that you're asking me tomorrow? Because all of a sudden, tomorrow, there is a vested interest as to why they want to see red cars. How many of you purchased an SUV and then all of a sudden you see everybody in SUVs? How about a truck? And then all of a sudden everybody's driving a truck. And ladies, what about the women that are pregnant when you find out you're pregnant? They're all pregnant. Because that's called stimulating the reticular activator. It's waking people up to it's turning on their light bulb. So when you are talking about your business, the best way to do that is don't put your business in a box. Bring it out of the box. You need to bring the fishing lines to pull all of those things that are going to stimulate someone's reticular activator. You've got to stimulate them with the things that you say and what you do. And how do you do that? Listen to what your prospects want. Listen to what they're looking for, and then make sure that the package you have has what they want. And you can find that by simply stating, how much extra money are you looking for to replace or supplement your income? What do you like most about your job or like least? We covered a lot of this in scripting. I'm telling you, it's just amazing when you really, really make it about your prospects and what they want. Closing your sales and getting people there, incentivizing everything to make it all happen and come together is so much fun that this business is not hard work, even though it's networking. It should be called net fun working, okay? So it's what you choose to make it. Remember, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. So if you think it is or you think it isn't, either way, you're right. Remember, the power of closing those sales is the 48-hour follow-up. Simply within 48 hours, make sure you get a prospect to a direction of yes or no, or maybe later, so that you definitely know which file to put them on as you continue to put new people on your list and take the old people off and continue to keep track of that. Always be building your prospect list. So there's a few golden nuggets for tonight. We've had a lot of fun in trainings through the week. I gave you a little recap of some of what we covered on Thursday night's call. Again, you can go hear those on the team website. I'll let Stefan give out that site. Stefan, there are your golden nuggets for tonight. I look forward to Tuesday night's script class and Thursday night's university.
Thank you so much, Carlin. Outstanding job as always. And, you know, we really do, all of us, appreciate your help and your training. Thank you so much.